HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Welcome to the final episode of A Circular Revolution, the podcast that has been exploring the amazing world of circular economy startups. If you have been with us since the beginning, you have heard some of the most incredible stories from founders and entrepreneurs who are revolutionizing the way we think about waste, sustainability, and the future of our planet. But if you are anything like me, you might be wondering, what can I do to make a difference? Well then, we've got just the episode for you, so stay with me till the end. Welcome to A Circular Revolution, presented by Indian Youth Climate Network, a podcast that explores the innovative world of circular economy startups. This podcast is supported by European Union Resource Efficiency Initiative and UNICEF India. I'm your host, Ankita Bhava, in candid conversations with inspiring founders who are changing the game and making our future more sustainable. So, buckle up and get ready to join the loop as we dive deep into the world of circular economy. Today, we are taking a look behind the scenes of our own podcast and speaking to two inspiring representatives and true agents of change from the Indian Youth Climate Network, a youth-led organization at the forefront of the fight against climate change. In this conversation, our special guest speakers will share their insights on how local initiatives can have a global impact and how young people are driving this change. To kick off, please join me in welcoming Srishti Singh. Srishti serves on the board of the Indian Youth Climate Network and has extensive experience in climate adaptation, youth engagement, global policy, and action research. She has led a UNFCCC award-winning initiative and has been recognized as one of the top young climate leaders in India. Hi, Srishti. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ankita. Thank you so much for having me.
This was a much-awaited episode and I'm so glad we saved it for the finale. So Srishti, we've been talking a lot about IYC and throughout the series, but I'm really excited to hear about it straight from the source. So as someone who's been a part of this movement for a while now, could you share with us a bit about IYCN's journey and how it came to be? We are all ears, trust me.
Thanks, Ankita. So going back a little bit, the concept of IYCN was originally conceived back in 2008 when a few group of individuals noticed that there was a lack of youth representation from the Global South countries at the UN Climate Change Conferences, which we generally know as Conference of Parties or COPs. These group of individuals then thought that there needs to be voices of youth raised in India, and there was a need to highlight how climate solutions are being led by youth from across the country. And thus, these individuals came together to create a solution-focused movement. So IYCN presented, you know, a seemingly impossible idea and organized a solution, a climate solutions road tour. This road tour actually was taken across the country in not only one, but many Indian-made solar electrical vehicles. That would highlight the nation's innovations and inspire thousands of other people into action. This later also came to be known as the longest electric car journey in Asia at that particular time. And of course, this whole journey gained a lot of international recognition, and IYCN expanded so quickly. And of course, it came with an explosion of tasks. Right from, you know, creating programs such as Campus Climate Change, the Agents of Change, which Ankita just talked about, and other programs as well. This network soon became an open laboratory and a place for passionate youth to know what they were a part of. It was something new and something bold for all of them. The founding team realized that, you know, they had played a big gamble, and the youth of the country were now getting this space to exercise their creative freedom and entrepreneurship skills. But of course, they also realized that there was a huge uncertainty about how long such a movement would last. But then, as you know, the rest is history. And now we are here with the HT Media and Smartcast team joining us in this whole movement and extending their support to youth and entrepreneurs by offering them this platform. A heartfelt thanks to the team. And also a big shout out to all the innovators who joined this podcast series to inspire thousands of other youth through their journeys. And we really look forward to your support in the near future.
wow, what an incredible journey. It's amazing to see how a seemingly impossible idea like the electric car journey across India has turned into a thriving network. And I think it's so inspiring to see the impact that IYCN has had on empowering and mobilizing youth to take action, especially on the policy side of things. Now, speaking of youth engagement, I want to turn our attention to the Agents of Change program, which I understand is a flagship program of IYCN with the theme Circular Economy this year. So can you tell us more about the vision behind the program and how it aims to amplify youth engagement in this area?
Yes, of course. Over all these years of our work with the young people in India, we got to understand that today's youth really understand well about the problems being faced by the community at the local level, whether it is, you know, climate change or single-use plastics or how some certain policies are being implemented. But we also realize that there is some understanding issue when it comes to the big picture, like how these issues are interconnected. Why are we suddenly talking about circular economy? Why were some policies introduced in the first place? Also, how the larger system looks like from local action to, you know, national and global context. Then we also realized how the youth didn't understand how these decisions are made at the national level and reflected these local learnings and solutions. And also, above all, they were also not able to understand how these local level youth be part of these processes and contribute towards a systemic change. So then this Agents of Change came into picture, our initiative, which has been running for several years, also known as AOC. And it particularly aims at building the capacity of youth in specific focus areas. This happens through imparting trainings on the technical know-how of how challenges could be addressed and also recognizing many youth solutions. The other aspect of AOC is imparting knowledge and developing capacity on policies and bridging the implementation gap. As you have already mentioned, the focus area is circular economy for this year, and this focus actually changes every year. We have conducted one youth workshop in Delhi already, and another is planned for Mumbai. But along the similar lines, we have other initiatives, and IYCN has also been playing, you know, important role in bridging the gap on climate policy and its implementation. And as a network, we are planning to keep engaging the youth in this climate policy discourse and building their capacity to effectively participate in such processes. So yes, AOC has been one of our initiatives, very successful in India, and we are trying to build other such initiatives along the similar lines, and hope we are successful in doing that.
I'm sure you will. And I'm just curious to know, how has IYCN been able to bridge the gap between the youth and policymakers, and what innovative strategies are you using to ensure that young voices are heard and taken into account in the policy-making process? And how do you plan to, you know, engage it further?
Yes, so taking a step back, actually, and just telling how IYCN actually works. So IYCN is mostly involved in activities which generate holistic awareness and empowers youth to take effective action against climate change, whether it is at local level or at state level, national or international level, through various interventions like capacity building, policy advocacy, and some projects as well on the ground. So IYCN has been sending a delegation from multidisciplinary backgrounds at almost every COP, where we generally host side events, we follow the official negotiations, and also we are our speakers also at certain events. Till now, more than 100 IYCN members have participated as observers, youth advocates, and negotiators in these UN climate change conferences. Our members have presented policy recommendations and engaged with policymakers and delegates from various countries on several occasions. So that was how we have been engaging at the global level. At the national level, we have partnered with several local conferences of youth in India during the past between years 2015 to 18 and also in 2021. So these local conferences of youth are actually events under the umbrella of YUNGO, the official youth constituency of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC. This YUNGO is formed by a network of young climate advocates and youth organizations from across the world. LCOI are actually projects of YUNGO, which are local events with a national focus. and they aim to boost youth climate action locally and also create an input into these international conferences through youth empowerment in decision making. So IYCN earlier served as the outreach partner to these ELCOI events and brought in the expertise of connecting young minds and bringing their stories of action from the ground. But this year, ELCOI would be jointly hosted by the Indian Youth Climate Network and the Bring Back Green Foundation, which is another youth-led organization which is based in Kochi. And together with the Bring Back Green Foundation, we hope to encourage young people from across the country to become a part of this climate action movement and provide them a platform to share their voices, concerns, and recommendations.
I think it's so important that our voices are heard, and I'm so glad that IYCN has been able to do that for all of us. And I must say, it's truly heartwarming to witness the dedication and creativity that young climate leaders bring to the table. So with that in mind, could you give us a sneak peek into this year's ELCOI? What's the theme and where it will be held?
Yes, of course, Ankita. And also telling our listeners about, briefing about how ELCOI works. ELCOI is a bottom-up model of Youngo, as I earlier mentioned, which provides a space for capacity building and to learn more about, you know, global policy processes and, of course, cross-cutting topics. And it is an example of what meaningful youth participation looks like when the space is open and accessible to people from all around the country. This platform actually also, helps these young minds to come together and develop recommendations, which are the further represented in the United Nations Climate Change Conference of Youth, which is also called as COI, that takes place right before the annual COP and in the same host country as the COP. For example, this year's COI would happen in Dubai, which will be, of course, the same venue as the COP28 this year. Everyone knows is happening in Dubai. So the global COI serves as a space for capacity building like the ELCOI, but more at the international level. And it prepares these young people for their participation in these global policy discussions. Again, coming back to the theme for this year's ELCOI India, it is going to be around youth-led transition to a climate-resilient development, from passion to progress, which will cover topics including climate education, sustainability, circular economy, energy transition, and community-based resilience building. From India's perspective, actually, the theme would mean implementing economic diversification and transitioning to a clean, resilient growth and development pathways, which we feel definitely needs financial and technological support to materialize. This also emerges a need to ensure poverty alleviation, creation of decent work and quality jobs, which are very important considering the youth of the country, and supporting pathways for low carbon and sustainable development. Absolutely. Also, the event would focus on how young people of India could be partners in this process and how their passion could be translated to nationwide climate action, and they can contribute towards progress on policy. The event is planned to take place in Kochi, Kerala, with a view to bring focus to southern states of the country, since most of the national conferences and discussions surrounding climate change happen in the northern part of India, especially in the capital city of Delhi. So we are trying to bring a focus to another section of the country so that we have more inclusion in these processes. So yes, that's it for now on the ELCOI bit.
Now, before we continue our discussion on the upcoming ELCOI India 2023, let's hear from someone who has experienced the first-hand impact this platform can have on young climate leaders. Please welcome Ayadi, a dedicated climate activist and former participant of ELCOI. Ayadi is an architectural designer and climate educator working to promote sustainable design solutions that prioritize the needs of marginalized communities. With IYCN, she's been involved in making policy and designs more inclusive by amplifying the voices of overlooked right holders. Hi, Ayadi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me here.
Ayadi, it's so great to have you here with us. We are really excited to hear about your experience with ELCOI and how it's impacted you. I'm sure our audience is also curious to know how you first got involved with this amazing platform. So would you mind sharing with us what inspired you to join ELCOI and how you went about applying for this opportunity?
Yeah, sure. So as you do, I remember I was fiddling through the web where I came across just a random Instagram story about somebody going to the ELCOI 2022. And I think it was the very last day of applications, and I by chance stumbled upon the first call. And I think that's how the whole journey started. But through my engagement with Yongo, which is the youth and children constituency of UNFCCC, I already knew what Elcoy was. And I think back in 2021, I also saw the previous one with the Center for Environment Education page. And I really wanted to participate and collaborate like with other like-minded youth. And I think this was the first time I saw an event that piqued my interest. Okay, this is something that's going to happen in person. So I put my application through, and I think it was amazing to get selected amongst the 100 young people who participated last year. And one of the largest outcomes I had, at least for me, was I made so many friends, got to know about so many initiatives, and also got an in-depth grasp on the local and national climate change resources for youth like me in India. And I think that's a little bit about my journey.
You know, I just want to put it out there. It's so easy sometimes to doubt ourselves and hesitate when an opportunity presents itself. But I believe it's so important. It's so important to trust your instincts and take a chance. Who knows, it might just lead you down a path that can have a profound impact on your life, like Elcoy did for you. So moving on, it's clear that Elcoy is a platform that brings together like-minded youth from diverse backgrounds and enable them to collaborate and learn from each other. So speaking of learnings, could you share some of the takeaways or lessons that you gained from your participation in Elcoy 2022? What were some of the key insights that you gained about climate change and youth action during the conference?
Yeah, sure. I think you echoed the vibe of us young people very, very clearly that, again, it's very easy to doubt yourself. And it's also very easy to, again, not know what to do, not know where to apply. And I think that was, again, the takeaways that I had from the conference, that young people like me get very intimidated with the plethora of information that is available online. And again, when you see and when you look out and you have the difficulty to navigate across them, find your niche or your interest, and then how does it cater to what you want to do? I think similar is the case for UNFCCC processes or any other. Rather, it's far more competitive. So what all is happening in global policy, setting through that, what is important, how does it all work, and how does it finally, as a young person, I get involved with it. So with all these buzzwords around, it's important to know that, again, they technically mean and what they imply and what they don't. And as we know that there is also so much misinformation around, how do we get verified information from verified sources? And I think Elcoy, for me, provided that important space. We had a chance to, again, pool and share knowledge and to inevitably know what's happening in my own backyard. And again, know how that matters on a global scale. And I think this was not done before, at least something that I did not experience before. So we had these numerous expert talks about the interactions through storytelling, field visits, and collaborative activities. So I think in the end, Elcoy gave people like me not only a simple way to understand the rundown of, for example, how local to global approach works in person, in action, but I also got to know more about what other young people like me in India are doing. What are they involved in? How do I, again, accelerate what I want to do? What are their interventions in climate action? How do we, again, we are not alone in this, and how we can do more together? I think that was my major takeaways from the conference.
Thank you for sharing that, Ayadi. And what you said is true, that there's a lot of information, lot of misinformation out there. And it can be overwhelming to know where to start. And I think it's great that Elcoy provided a space for you to pool and share knowledge with like-minded people that are involved in climate action. So how do you think this has helped in your own climate journey?
I think, again, we often forget how lonely this journey can be, how much it matters to be with not only like-minded people, but also supportive people, a community to grow and build together with, which gives a lot of hope to young people like us who sometimes become anxious about the climate crisis, the amount of weight on our shoulders. So first of all, Elcoy is incidentally where I first met Srishti as well, as one of the organizers for the Elcoy. I got associated with UNICEF-led Maharashtra Youth for Climate Action, MICA, and I met so many people who I am still associated with. They're still my very good friends. And through partnerships with Elcoy, I also collaborated with the state youth during the events to focus on impacts on and asks for rural and peri-urban areas in Maharashtra. And as a MICA youth, I further got the opportunity to be part of all of this as an undergrad student. I was still studying architecture, and honestly, all my work from local to regional spaces has gotten stronger through it. And I then enjoyed, I joined IYCN post that, and one of the largest strengths I see of IYCN as well is the community that is fostered by it. And apart from, again, joining the networks, not only having people to ask questions, I also got access to spaces that I can contribute into. Like I was able to engage in the COI 17 process, help out in COP 27 as well, which happened last year. And I was also able to be a speaker at ministerial roundtables, something that I did not understand about before. And I think through the people I met and through, again, engagement with the friends I had, the partnership that I formed, honestly, my journey has been just showcasing the strength of the community and networks we can all form together.
So from your perspective, how do you envision young people engaging with the upcoming LCOI?
So again, I think one of the most important outcomes from LCOIs are how systems of knowledge are disseminated, for example, in public policy, getting a sense of the comprehensive and overwhelming amount of information available to you. And how do you leverage that and learn from, again, not only taking that information, but also act out, right? So the meaning behind that comes from LCOI. The LCOI process itself is clearly a bottom-up approach and extremely participatory. And I think it involves all the young people from frontline communities, from your local to regional to global dialogues, to the climate action they take, and making their voices heard and amplified. So if you are interested in translating your learnings from local action into global policy, or meet like-minded people, develop a national youth statement, amplify your work, get to know what else is happening in India, you must plan to join this year's LCOI. You will be able to make that collective knowledge pool through policy inputs, demands, commitments. You will get to know what is happening around you, ideate on inputs about it, which will again feed into the global youth statement and take this journey together with other passionate young people that drive such a change.
Thank you so much, Ayadi. And like you said, before we wrap up, I'm sure our listeners are eager to know how they can get involved in the upcoming LCOI India 2023. So Srishti, could you share with us where they can find more information and how can they be a part of this incredible platform? I'm sure they would love to hear about any ways that they can contribute and do their bit.
We are actually in the planning phase right now. We are in the very initial stages of planning phase, actually, to be very specific. But we will soon put up all the related information across all the IOSC and social media pages. And also there is already a dedicated LCOI India Instagram page, which can be looked at for, different calls for application. It could be, participating in the event or volunteering for certain roles, which would open up soon. And also, organizational partnerships. The dates and other details on the event would be posted there. And I hope we get a lot of participation from the listeners here. And we really want people from multiple backgrounds, especially who have been working or leading at the local level, and see how can they make a contribution to this Indian youth statement and how this further contributes to the global youth statement. So their contribution would be very much, crucial in making this LCOI a successful event. So yes, we'll keep you posted for sure.
So before I let you guys go, if anyone has any questions or would like to connect with either of you or anyone from IOSCN, where can they find you online?
So I'll go first. I am very active on LinkedIn. I go by the same name, which is mentioned here. So please feel free to contact me on LinkedIn. I also have an Instagram page, which is more at a personal level, but handle is Srishti2804, SRISHTI2804. And yes, these are the two platforms which I am most active in. Over to Ayadi.
Yeah, likewise. I think I'll give my LinkedIn and Instagram as well. They're like the most front-facing pages I have. It's the same name everywhere, Ayadi Mishra. And for Instagram, it's Ayadi.Mishra. Feel free to have a coffee chat with me.
Now, the moment has come, the one I always dread, saying goodbye. So as we wrap up this journey, it's hard not to feel a little sentimental. I mean, we have learned so much from our incredible guests and their inspiring stories. It was amazing to see so many startups making a real difference in the green industry. But remember, every single one of us has a role to play in the fight against climate change, whether you are starting a business or simply making small changes in your daily life. Every action counts. Also, if this is your first time tuning in, you have missed out on some really powerful conversations. So be sure to check out all the previous 9 episodes. Remember, we are all in this together and we are all part of the circular revolution. So keep the conversation going and keep taking steps towards a greener, more sustainable future. Join the loop. I'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening and remember to tune in next time for another fascinating conversation with a new sustainability innovator. For more updates on a circular revolution, you can follow HT Smartcast and Indian Youth Climate Network on Instagram and LinkedIn. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.